Thank you. We're going to proceed next to agenda item three, since agenda item two was deferred. And agenda item three is PR 2020-004171. It's a also listed under Major Plat 2026-00004. This is a request for extension of preliminary plat. It's the second extension request submitted by Veronica Herrera as agent for William Galbraith Land Development Company, LLC, which requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of Tract N7A1, Tanawin Properties, Zoned R1D, and located at 12300 San Antonio Drive Northeast, on San Antonio Drive, west of Tennyson and east of Lowell Street, and it contains approximately 6.653 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Veronica Herrera with Firo & Company.
Hello, Ms. Herrera. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
3201 4th Street Northwest, Suite C, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87107.
Thank you very much. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead. Please tell me about the application.
Yes, so this is a request for a second extension, and the reason for the request is that there's been extensive coordination with the construction involved, particularly with the retaining walls. And so we had to have some coordination with the MAFCA to get those. It was quite extensive. Those plans are now prepared, and they've been reviewed by DRC as of last week. And the comments that we received are rather minor, so we expect to get this done rather soon. However, the plat does expire tomorrow, so we are asking for an additional one-year extension, although we don't anticipate it taking another year.
Okay, great. Thank you. Anything else you'd like to add before I call for a public comment?
No, thank you.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and call for public comment, and if there is any, you'll get the chance to respond. So for everyone here present, this is agenda item three. It's a request for extension of preliminary plat along San Antonio Drive Northeast. Please raise your hand to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with the hand raised. Last call for public comment on agenda item three. Okay, Ms. Herrera, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. And so we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Please raise your right hand, sir. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Water Authority has no objection to the extension. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bear with me one second here. Okay, that takes us to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, if you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of December 11th, 2024. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. And up next is transportation. Mr. Ernest Arvijo, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Let's go. I'm just going to note for the record that we've received no comment or objection from code enforcement on this matter. And so that'll take us to Parks and Recreation, who'll be delivering those comments.
I can, sir.
Thank you. Robert Webb, please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Parks and Rec had no objections to the request for extension of the preliminary plat.
Thank you, sir. And that takes us to the Planning Department comments. Who'll be delivering those?
Good morning, Mr. Inger Officer. I will be. Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning, Ms. Herrera. I just have a few comments. This extension was approved for the first time last March of 2025. And also, Ms. Herrera, if you can just confirm for the DHO that this request has no changes from the original DHO approval, including any changes to the numbers, lot sizes, configurations, and as well as any changes to the infrastructure, easements, and notes depicted on the original preliminary plat.
Mr. Ibarra, there are no changes to the plat as it was originally approved.
Okay, perfect. And as you stated, Ms. Arara, on the introduction, also this extension is to is requested to provide additional time to for the reviewing and approving of the construction plans, correct, due to the extensive infrastructure improvements?
That is correct. We did visit with DRC last week. We received minor comments, and we expect to be able to address those and complete the approval process as far as including the infrastructure list. So we don't expect that to take too much longer.
Perfect. And just one last thing, can you just confirm whether the standard 1 year extension is required for this request? 1 year enough?
Yes, it is required. The plat expires tomorrow, so we're just a little bit short of time, and that's why we're requesting the extension.
Perfect. That is the end of my comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Just one question, Mr. Ibarra. So what is, or maybe Mr. Rodenbeck will address it. Let's go to him first. I see Jay Rodenbeck with hand raised. If you please raise your right hand, sir. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I was going to go over the proposed findings, but do you have a question for me, sir?
You know, maybe it's in the findings. Let me hear them, and then I'll let you know.
Okay. So this is Jay Rodenbeck. The findings proposed by plan staff are the following. Finding number one, this is a request to extend a preliminary plat approved by the Development Hearing Officer on June 12th. 2024 per PR 2020 4171 and SD 2024 98, as well as associated easement vacations for SD 2024 61, SD 2024 63, SD 2024 66, and SD 2024 67, and associated waivers approved by the DHO on April 10, 2024 for VA 2024 96 and VA 2024 98. Fine number two. It's just noting that the first extension of the preliminary plat. Here, let me share my screen. Sorry, I'm not sharing my screen. Just went over finding number one. Finding number two is noting that the first extension of the preliminary plat was approved. I'll just note, by the DHO on March 26, 2025, which Ms. Herrera noted is tomorrow. Finding number three is per table 643 of the IDO, a final plat submittal must be received within 1 year after the approval of the preliminary plat, and the applicant has submitted their request for the extension timely. Finding number four is noting that for 64W4B of the IDO, the applicant provided adequate justification and explanation for the need for the extension, noting that an extension is requested to provide additional time for reviewing and approving the construction plans due to extensive infrastructure improvements. And finding number five is knowing that this preliminary plat shall be valid until March 26, 2027. And that concludes our proposed findings, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you. I think it addressed my question, but I was just looking at 64W4A under extensions for periods of validity in the IDO, and it says that, and I wasn't sure whether this was applicable, but it says under sub three that additional extensions for preliminary plats, and this is talking about an extension beyond the original 1 year extension, that additional extensions for preliminary plats may be granted, but the preliminary plat may be required to come into compliance with any applicable standards adopted since the original application was accepted as complete. I wasn't aware of any change to the IDO or DPM in the interim that would affect this request, but I just wanted to see if that's an issue, if there's any change.
Yeah, we don't, Mr. Hinoster, staff don't see that as an issue.
Okay.
And I think the way it's worded is it could be that you could have applicability of the updated IDO to a plat in action, but we're not, we didn't, you know, we're not reviewing this action per the updated 2025 IDO. We were just reviewing it based upon the extension request only.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Ms. Herrera, any questions about that or for any of the DFT?
Yes, please. I do have a question. So per hydrology comments, they didn't have any objection. They do, in fact, have an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan. However, I'm noting in Mr. Ibarra's comments under hydrology conditions, he does state that we need a revised conceptual and grading and drainage plan. So I just want to confirm that's not the case. Because, for instance, if it's noted in your conditions of approval, I'm not sure at that point if we would need, what changes would need to be done. I just don't want that to be an issue later.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think there's any conditions of approval proposed. Is that right, Mr. Chan or Ms. Rodenbeck?
I defer to hydrology. Mr. Chanos, this is Jay Rodenbeck.
Jiguanjian Hydrology. Hydrology does have a detailed grading drainage plan approved December 11th, 2024. We don't need to upgrade conceptual anymore.
Does that
Thank
make
you.
Sense, Ms. Herrera?
Yes. So if that's the case, I'll go ahead and disregard the hydraulic conditions of approval on the planning comments.
Okay. Very good. Okay. And any other comments from the DFT? Okay. Hearing none, go ahead and make a decision on agenda item 3, which is PR 2020-004171. Major plat 2026-00004, and I hereby approve stated application and project number for the reasons stated in the adopted findings. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
And that concludes agenda item 3.